As the climate crisis worsens, more and more artists are taking up the issue in their work. A new video installation at Emerson College by the Boston artist Georgie Friedman evokes the looming threat of global warming as a call to action. WBUR's Amelia Mason has more.
Stepping into Hurricane Lost at Emerson Contemporary's Media Art Gallery in Boston is a little like being wrapped up in a cocoon. The air outside is cold and sharp. The gallery is dark and warm. Emerson College curator-in-residence Leonie Bradbury describes it like this.
You're in this busy urban environment, and then as you're walking through the gallery doors, suddenly you're in this completely different environment. It's dark. There's a lot of moving images going on, and I think you're kind of immediately struck by the sound, which really just surrounds you. The first piece that's in the main atrium space is really large. It's 20 feet tall, and it's spinning several screens that have videos projected on them. And then viewers are invited to enter the piece and stand in the eye of the spinning sculpture.
The name of the installation, Hurricane Lost, is a reference to the impact of climate change on hurricanes, which are becoming more destructive as the Earth gets warmer and sea levels rise. The piece uses footage of the ocean off the North Carolina coast, hurricane country. But the videos, which are projected onto huge screens, have been chopped up and heavily filtered. It's hard to tell if those are clouds or waves, morphing and crashing in an endless loop. Artist Georgie Friedman says that's intentional.
I actually do have a lot of footage of clouds, but the clouds were kind of too slow and methodical, and I really wanted the pace and the speed of, you know, hurricane wind power.
The soundtrack, by the musician Radio Sloan, uses synthesizers and a recording Friedman took of forklifts driving back and forth in the space above her studio. It's meditative and a little menacing. By combining mechanical sounds and natural imagery, Friedman wanted to remind us of our human frailty and at the same time, our capacity to inflict damage.
Nature is just more powerful than we are. Then again, you know, we're affecting it too, so it's that back and forth.
Friedman hopes the piece will confront people with the growing climate crisis and their role in it. Her goal is to create work that evokes powerful emotions.
If it hits me in a way and I feel uncomfortable or something, then I know it's working. If I don't feel anything, I know no one else will feel something.
For that reason, the piece isn't focused on explaining the science of climate change.
I feel like we're inundated with all of these facts and figures and numbers and kind of have this like data overload. And that's not my job.
As Friedman sees it, the job of art is to make you feel. What you do with that feeling is up to you. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.
The exhibit, Georgie Friedman, Hurricane Lost, is on display at the Emerson Contemporary Media Art Gallery through April 4th. See photos of the exhibit by going to our website, wbur.org.